And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome back. Great time here. Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here. And we have what a great show. Captains Dave Marciano and Captains Paul Hebert here from Wicked Tuna, talking some wicked fishing.
Yeah,
right?
This has been great, man. Talking about the brand new Wicked Tuna, talking about Tuna Wars, Captains Reception going on tonight, the big tournament going on the following day.
And Harold Davis is here.
Yeah, totally, man. We're having all kinds of fun talking boats and talking fishing. We want to talk to you. And if you want to join us in the second hour, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Been a great morning and lots of time still for your phone calls. Yep. We'll look forward to that. Also, text the show. Some great text coming through we're going to be reading here in the second hour. Text the show option only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Great way to hear all the past archive shows. And also the only way if you want to text a question into Paul or Dave.
Yeah, and we're giving away quite the prize today.
Yep, you got it. In honor of National Sunglasses Day, we're giving away a best pair of glasses on the water. And that's a brand new pair of Maui Jims. We talked about it earlier in the show. This is a very cool prize where you're going to get a gift card good for absolutely any pair of non-prescription Maui Jims they make. You pick the frame, you pick the color, you pick the type of lenses, readers, no readers, whatever you want, custom or factory, you've got a brand new pair of Maui Jims coming your way with this gift card at the end of the show. A killer prize. Again, if you want to get your shot at that, and just better yet, your chance to talk to the boys, 213-432-1090.
So, Paul, Stingray, that's your model. Do you have any other models you like of Maui Jim sunglasses?
I love the Stingrays.
The Stingrays, and that's what happens. Like mine's Canal Coast,
Byron Bay,
and everybody has kind of. And that's the cool thing about Maui Jim sunglasses.
What's the other side? Piahi.
Piahi is another great one.
Piahi and World Cup are the two most popular ones that we sell in the tackle store.
They're just so big. Yeah. On me. I wear them when I'm out on the boat, but when I'm around,
this is it.
Like driving.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. And you like the bronze lens.
I love the bronze lens.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. At Tuna Wars Captain's Reception tonight, you can get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses by buying raffle tickets. You buy enough raffle tickets, you will get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
How cool
so
is that?
So when you come to the reception, you'll see the different options that you're going to be able to get and get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Don't tell my wife that. She's got my wallet.
Oh, there you go. Well, she's going to have to buy some tickets. Hey, you guys always haul away a great load of prizes from that thing, huh?
We already hooked Nancy up with some glasses.
Yeah.
And she broke them the next day.
Oh, well, I've got her another pair.
We got them fixed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, Maui Jim has a great repair program.
They sure do.
So,
Hey,
check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. Front cover boy, Eddie Harrington, buddy. Yeah,
nice
with
job,
a beautiful
Eddie.
Bluefin tuna there with flat, calm water in the background there. And also this week is the California Sport Boat and Landing Guide insert in there and a lot of other great stuff. Be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
I know they just wrapped up their big, multi-landing big fish tournament, and it went great.
Right.
New Loanne took top honors with 178 pounder, and it was a tight running. There was a lot of really big bluefin is caught, so lots of boats thought. It's one thing when you have multiple guys coming in with fish 150 pounds or bigger, and they don't even make the top spot. So very cool tournament, well run out of the guys of Western Outdoor News. So great job to them and all the boats that participated.
They do a great job with the tournaments. Another tournament that happened yesterday was the Beat Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout. Did you hear anything about that?
I haven't. I'm dying to know because it's going to be very interesting. There's been some really big yellows up and down the coast, but fewer and farther between. Nice yellowtail fishing on the Coronal Islands for like the good average size yellows. There's been small yellows on kelps and then occasional real big ones. The tuna division. Yeah. I'm very anxious to hear. Maybe we'll get a text from Jason or Ali a little later on the show. We can report up to it, or certainly we'll get you the info next week. But I'm sure it was a great tournament.
Yeah, I'll bet high 30s was taking it.
I bet you're right.
Yeah,
I bet you're right.
Could be bigger though. There's been some 40 pounders.
There's
around.
Been enough big coastal fish and some fish at the islands. It was going to be a really good one. I'm anxious to hear.
You can tell summer's here. A lot of tournaments going on.
Yeah, no doubt,
for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Dave and Paul, so let's jump into it.
Well, let's talk to another Paul. Paul from Bellflower this morning, joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Good morning, Paul. That's a strong name. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful name. Exactly. Okay, so this is a serious question for Dave and Paul. I just retired, and I definitely would love to go work on the boats, on one of your boats, as being a deckhand. Would that be possible?
Well, Dave's got more boats than me.
It's possible, but maybe not with us. I mean, there's a lot of boats that fish tuna in New England, and all highlighted on the show. But like as far as we go, we have a dedicated crew.
So you're family.
And it's a good, I have family, and I mean, look, in real life, okay, behind the scenes, we run two boats. My son runs the Hard Merch. I run the Falcon. I have a full crew that you guys never even see on the show.
Yeah.
Because Jay and Joe run the Hard Merch.
Okay.
Now, like, we get it. For TV world, our story is we're a family boat, but we're really a family operation.
Right.
Right? We're dependent on that fishery long before and after filming. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some of the guys literally don't fish other than when this camera's bolted down. The boats don't leave the dock a day. Right. So it's different, and there's nothing right or wrong about that. This is just our situation. So, look, I would have to lay off one of my kids or one of the guys who's been fishing with me for 30 years, because I have the same crew that I've had for 30-plus years now, because I like to feel, you know, they're happy working with me and they get compensated well.
Now, do you have to have Italian heritage to work with you?
No. No. Well, you know, I mean, folks would really love to see my regular crew, right? I've got Stephen B. Whitney, who's I've known since high school, right? And I got Mo, whose real name is Dave Malloy, an Irish kid, but we all call him Mo. He's 65 and still at it.
Wow.
You know, so we kind of have the old guy crew going on the Falcon.
Sweet. And,
you know, to meet those guys, you got to come book a charter with us. But the short answer is there's lots of boats always looking for help. The way we started is you got to go pound the docks. That's Everybody right. says they want to go fishing. The guys who are going to get the chance are the guys we see on the dock every day looking for work.
Totally.
Because it's all talk until you're willing to get up at 2 or 3 in the morning and go fishing. The guys who show up still looking for work, even when they're told no, but they come back again and go, do you need any help yet? Those are the guys who are going to get the breaks in this fishery.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, we had a fun text come through. This one was from Brian in Harupa Valley. Do any of the boats on your guys' coast utilize sea keepers? I sure think it could help with fatigue and landing of fish in rough seas.
Oh, yeah. Now, they tried to put one in my boat, and the builder says you do not need a sea keeper. You got to remember, they're, 1,600 pounds to put one in, and they have to reinforce the boat to do that. And it takes up an awful lot of room.
Yeah.
But the boat builder was telling me, he goes, your hull does not need a sea keeper.
Why?
It's a very stable platform. Uh-huh.
Okay, Paul, I have a sea keeper on my boat. Your boat needs a sea keeper.
How big is it? How big is your boat?
30-60.
How wide is it?
It's 13 and a half.
Right. Mine's 15 feet.
15.
Weighs
how old
40,000
pounds. 40,000 pounds?
Yes.
My boat was built in 1976.
It's really? You see, that's my thing. These guys dropped their $10 million for, you know, their brand new sport boat, and the first thing they do is have to spend another 200 grand To stop the boat from rolling?
Right.
All right. Somebody's getting taken for a ride. Yeah. No, look.
Well, those, it's a different style of boats, too.
Well, right.
You guys are much wider,
right? Look, I like the older boats.
Keel, too.
Yeah. They're heavy. Sure. But, you know, the Falcon is a sport boat. She don't have a keel.
Yeah.
But, you know, back then when she was built in 86, they put the glass to them. You know, these days, to make those big, fancy boats so fast, they do it by making them light.
Light,
so,
yeah.
Okay, you got a $14 million Clorox bottle.
Yeah.
So, yes. You've got to spend another quarter million dollars to slow it down when you actually want to fish it. And now, I say that lightheartedly.
Sure,
Seakeeper is a great company. You know, and again, but.
Yeah, they're a Massachusetts company.
Right. Yeah. And they're a great company, and they do great work. But, look, I'm not spending my retirement on. To me, how does it help me catch fish? It don't. I've been bouncing around the boat three quarters of my life.
You're used
year
to
round in New England, all right? If I get too old to go on the boat, then I'm done fishing. And again, I've already spent three quarters of my life out there.
Doing
10-day trips, 15-day trips, all when I was younger.
I think it defeats the purpose
of being
a fisherman.
I'm okay with not going.
Okay.
The whole idea of fishing for me is to get to the point where I don't have to go.
Yeah.
Or at least go when I want to, not because I have to.
Sure.
When you're in a wheelchair, Dave, we'll put on the Seakeeper and keep you at the rail.
That's right.
It's all right. You guys do that. I'll keep putting on the Seakeeper. Good for that. Hey, another question from the facts here. Gary from Huntington Beach said, what pound test do you and what size hooks do you guys use, and what size drag settings do you use on those big reels? That's a good question.
Well, we use the 130s. I use
130 size reels.
180-pound test line.
Monofilament?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same with you, Dave?
Well, if my main line is 200.
200.
My main line. And then generally, you know, the leader will be from 150 to 200. It all depends on... It's all about application. Just like if you guys fish out here, you know, sometimes a smaller hook or a lighter leader is what it takes to get the rod to bend.
Yeah.
There can be millions of fish out there, but it's the very same for us with those giants.
They're very finicky.
Right. Sometimes you can use a big heavy leader and a big giant hook, and life is good. But even on the show, you see it. Sometimes we've scaled down to such a light leader and a light hook. Your landing ratio is going to go down. But you got to get the rod to bend if you want to be in the game.
Yeah. So how light will you go?
I won't use... I use 150 and kick myself every time.
Every time.
Paul's actually pretty good, though.
Sticking with the lighter.
And I think a lot of it had to do with his smaller boat. I think he may have some challenges now fishing those lighter leaders on a heavier boat.
You use fluorocarbon?
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
On the top.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Seagar.
And then I see you use the Spectra.
Yep.
And so what kind of connection do you have, and how long is your leader?
24-foot leader, right?
That's why you get all the bites.
Oh!
No, 24
feet!
Hey, and after you destroy a 24-foot hunk of fluorocarbon,
$25.
And you lose a $5 hook on a shark, you did start breaking stuff, too. if that happened 10 times in a row, right? But, you know, that's Like, we all have our own individual... Like, I do things probably Paulie would like to know, and I know for a fact I'd like to know some of Paul's secrets, too. You know what I mean? We all have our individual...
Absolutely.
So do you guys share but not share? Is that kind of the deal? Something you share, something you don't?
We might share, but it's Paul's fault if he actually listens to me.
Yeah.
So do you do a loop-to-loop connection? Do you do a loop-to-loop
Well,
connection?
Yes, I've tried that.
The offshore knot.
Well, no, he's talking to
wind on leader.
Now, I was doing that for a while, but the problem I had was the leader. You can't, you know, I had to make my own wind ons to get one long enough. I do feel most secure with that. But other than that, there's several ways you can do it. We can use the knots. When I first came out here, I didn't know nothing about tying braid knots. I've actually learned.
Learned a lot on the Royal Polaris, right?
Royal Polaris and fishing with all you guys. And I've had some success with that. But, you know, again, the problem with those knots is the way you learn if you're tying a good knot is you lose a few.
Yeah.
Right?
The may not hold.
Right. But, no, I'm pretty good with the knot tying. But, again, I like the loop-to-loop connection. Or I like the, you know, what I've learned too is now with some of the hollow grades and you know that diamond spectra.
The way
we see stuff on the show, we've always used braid, and we tuck it up inside.
Right.
We've got the hollow, and then we tuck it.
Finger torture.
And
yeah,
I stopped doing that
fingers,
now.
Right.
It's a little different, and I had to learn about different needles. And, you know, again, for me, it's been a learning process out here, but I've definitely carried that with me over there. And that takes a little time. So having a loop-to-loop wind-on leader that I make myself is quick, ready to go.
Right.
But when I have the time, I like to do the inside tuck. Those are my two preferred methods.
Okay.
And then you actually crimp the hook, I see.
We crimp the hooks on, yeah.
Crimp, yeah. And how big are the hooks again?
Like I use an A-dot.
Uh-huh.
An A-dot.
Circle hooks?
I use the Super Mutus.
Yeah.
I love those.
Right. Are the circle hooks required for you, too?
They're not required.
No.
They're not required.
Right. But like, different applications require different hooks.
Yeah.
At least my preference.
Different baits.
Right. Depending on what, look, size of bait, just like here.
Live
or dead.
You
put a big giant hook on a little tiny sardine, the bait's not going to swim right.
Right.
So, I mean, just like out here, we have a little assortment. And that's one of the things we don't go into detail on the show.
Yeah.
Again, because I do things
it's
that
a
Paul
personal
would like
right,
to know,
right, you know.
And I'm sure Paul does things that I would like to know.
Right.
But those are the things we learn the hard way. We learn
very expensive.
Sitting out there for 25 years figuring out what it takes to get a bite.
Right.
They're not paying us enough. I mean, Nat Geo has been very good in Pilgrim Studios, wonderful people to work with. But they're not paying enough for me to do an instructional video.
Right.
If you want to do soup to nuts, hey, come out fishing. You can.
We'll show you.
Go on a charter with you guys.
Book a charter, and we'll show you everything we do.
Until they write a check where I can retire the next day, I'm not doing an instructional video. I'll be glad to teach you guys.
I just don't
want to have to go deal with it after I do it.
Yeah.
Maybe when we retire, we can do that. We can go out with other people and show them what we did.
That is fine. So, hey, our next San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote is next Saturday.
Yeah.
It's coming up this coming Saturday, July 3rd, at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Ricky and I will be there. It's going to be your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on any available trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. That is such a great prize. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack. That's that great 4 or 6-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, the AFCO Anhydrous foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and we're going to have a ton of giveaways, too, from AFCO and more just for showing up. Check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you this coming Saturday, July the 3rd at Mossy Ford on Mission Bay Drive just off I-5 freeway in Pacific Beach. It's going to be a fun event.
No doubt. Well, speaking of fun event, we're going to find out what's going on with your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by today. That Catch Report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Pro Processing in San Diego. Not only do those guys offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, and with your private boat catch with all this big giant bluefin, so nice to have the Fish Pros experts with that fish for you. Clean, vacuum pack. They'll offer smoked and jerkied fish. And now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh and jerkied fish, their smoked fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese. You can get their famous tuna burgers and that amazing pokey kit. It's all available now at their new Old Town location on Taylor Street. For details or more information, order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And Fisherman's Processing will be there today handing out smoked fish and a lot of good stuff for those of you that are going to be at the captain's reception.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, you're now. You're really hungry. All right. Hey, Captain Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning. Great show, Paul, Dave, Harold.
How's it going, my friend?
It's going really good, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
Good to see you. I've been following you a lot.
I'm hard not to see, huh?
Yeah, it's great. Great. Wonderful to see, my friend.
Gang. Thank you, Pete. Thank you. So, guys, the fishing is absolutely insane, and it's to the point now where it doesn't seem to much matter where you're going to go. Up at the Channel Islands, they're experiencing some of the most phenomenal white sea bass fishing. They had 300-plus fish last week up there at the Channel Islands. They got hampered a little bit by the wind yesterday, but the weather's right back to being bitching again today. So I'm sure that sea bass is going to be biting good. And there's a lot of big yellow up there at the Channel Islands also. And then there's that barracuda that's up there at the Channel Islands. And then as you move down the coast, that barracuda made a great appearance again off the Horseshoe area. The half-day and three-quarter-day boats had really fun barracuda fishing the last few days off the Horseshoe area. Then over at Catalina, fun fishing over there, a little bit of barracuda, a little bit of bonita, a little bit of bass, and that yellowtail's roaming up and down both sides of the island. San Clemente Island, same thing. Pretty good barracuda fishing there yesterday. There's yellowtail all over the front and the back side of the island. It's all about the conditions. And then look at what's going on down there where you guys are. Oh, my gosh. That bluefin's just about to jump across the border for all of us to enjoy. There's really, really good bluefin fishing. Lots of limit-style fishing down there. So like I said, it's really good fishing right now. No need to not go fishing.
Yeah, that's for sure, Dave. Time to go fishing. And, of course, fishdope.com. Dan and the boys have been staying on it all the time. You got to have that resource. They have the water charts, the temperature charts, and the location of where the fish are. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, guys, I'm all over the place. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. YourSaltWaterGuide.com. I got videos all over the place. And check out my website at YourSaltWaterGuide.com, and I'll teach you how to fish so you don't have to keep following the sport boats.
There you go. Thanks, Captain Dave. Nice job, and Dave. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, have a fun night tonight. It sounds like a blast. I wish I was up there, but I got to hang out.
I wish you were too, Dave.
All right. Well, we'll miss you, Dave. All right. Thank
Bye, guys.
You very much. Talk to you next week.
Pal.
All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Why don't we next up talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, you guys. Great show. Both shows, really. But the family connection you
Thank
guys
you.
Have with your kids, Paul starting with your dad, those pictures of you and that small boat catching those big fish, just phenomenal. And, you know, dealing with fishing for rural kids, just what a match. But you guys never show the process after you catch them, dragging them, gutting them and all that, then how much weight you lose.
And the thing is, with National Geographic, they're kind of getting away from that gory part of it.
Right. It's filmed, but the network has a choice what to show you guys.
Yeah.
And, look, ultimately, they have to make good TV to get people to watch, right? And we accept that. But, like we know there's diehard folks who would find that very interesting. But I think, and I'm only guessing here because we have no say in the editing process, but I think what they're thinking is, you know, if we made it too bloody, you know, there'd be a certain amount of viewers you would lose.
Yeah,
right.
Because your show is universal. I mean, there's a lot of ladies that like watching. So a lot of people that don't even fish, right?
Sure.
That love the show. Yeah. So yeah.
And I tell you, it's like Jeopardy when you go in for the weigh-in and how much they're going to pay you.
Yeah.
Fascination.
How real is that? I mean, when those guys at the are at the market, how real is that price and the drama of the of pulling the
market changes from day to day.
Yeah.
Okay, the buyer is on land all day long.
Right.
He deals with Japan and the price.
Right.
When he gives you a price, that's the price of the market for that quality fish that day.
Gotcha.
Like, you could get a fish for $25 a pound one day, but the next day it could be $7 a pound because of the market.
Yeah.
Or even that afternoon.
Exactly. Really. It changes.
They're
on it all the time.
Right. All the
supply and demand.
Yeah. Needs to sell fish, right?
Right.
So that does change greatly. If I almost said the wrong way. If a whole lot of fish come in the morning,
let it out.
Right? If a whole lot of fish get landed in the morning,
sure.
Literally by 5 p.m., you could have missed a great opportunity because, you know, if you have a big morning and all of a sudden the other guy who lands in the afternoon, boom, the market's been filled while you were coming home. It's a lot of it is shooting from the hip.
Right.
Oftentimes we don't know exactly what we're going to get for a few days
because of the market.
Right. But our buyers are the ones
And that's why they're the middleman, right?
Yeah.
They make a few bucks off us, making sure we have a market for our product. Without them, our fish becomes worthless overnight. We're talking about a fish that has a shelf life for a matter of days, a product that has a shelf life for a matter of days. If you don't have that distribution process there, they become worthless really fast. We can't sit at the dock and paddle fish, you know, and not go out fishing again, right? So a lot of it is shooting from the hip, you know, given their all the information they have at their fingertips to put it in place. And let's face it, we do need a number. We encourage them to spit out a number because there's a TV show part, right? Because it wouldn't work if we said, oh, Dave got X amount for the fish he caught three episodes ago,
right?
Yeah. So we need a number to have that competitive edge. And it's pretty much on the money, but there is some guesswork involved because, again, we don't often know exactly that minute. Yeah. It takes a few days.
And they're all the reason you went to the what you were going to this year of the set price fish. Set
right,
price.
Right. And like, that's all top secret.
Yeah, we need to talk about that a little more.
No, 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 no. No, 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 Bob. We'll talk about it at the end of the season.
At the end of the season.
Oh,
so you're going to make a bigger check, right?
Looks like I ain't retiring anytime soon.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk upcoming here. More of your phone calls, more great texts, more great info from Paul and Dave. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after. Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
talking fishing, having lots of fun here with the boys from Wicked Tuna. Been a very busy morning. If you want to join us this morning, still plenty of time to get you through. 213-432-1090.
And we're having a great time talking some fishing with and the big captain's reception tonight with Paul and Dave, and it's going to be a great time. Still tickets available, but we're really recommending that you buy them online, CaptainRollos.org. $30 get you food, meet the captains, hang out with us. Great silent auction, live auction, a lot of great stuff. Have a chance to get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses by buying the raffle tickets, the whole thing. You have a chance to get them at the door, but I wouldn't take that chance. I just buy them
online. Especially after this morning show, all the fun we've been talking about.
I wouldn't take a chance either. So popular.
We did actually have a text question referring to that. A gentleman sent us a text this morning asking, once he buys his tickets online, how does the rest of that work? You know, once if he buys a ticket online, how does he redeem it? How does he get in?
It's a good question. So there's no tickets per se, okay? There's not a ticket, but you're going to be on a guest list. And basically, when you get there, just give them your name, and your name when you buy a ticket will be on a guest list.
Perfect.
And it starts at 4 o'clock at Dan Lang in Mission Bay, just be ready to have some fun.
That's right.
It's 4 to 7:30, and a lot going on tonight, so it's going to be fun.
It's food, it's drinks, it's fun, it's rubbing elbows, it's sharing a story with a bunch of fishermen, it's raising a bunch of money to take kids fishing.
Right.
It's just a great, great night.
Yeah. So, Paul, I have a question about... Okay, go ahead.
While Dave's not in the room, you need to ask him who he sells to.
Okay, all right, thank you. A little insight. Okay, we won't tell him when he comes back. So what about the competition between you guys? That seemed like for a lot of years, Tyler was like the evil guy and everything. Now, like, Tyler's like your buddy, though.
It's still like that, but since COVID hit, we're all in the same boat, pretty much. We're all hurting. We're all trying to get by.
Right.
So we all come together as you know, fishermen. We're all doing the same job.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle. So we all got together and we said, look, let's work together as much as we can. You need to ask him why he separated himself. That's great.
Okay.
This will be good.
Okay.
But I understand. I was the only one that didn't get involved with it because I was 50 miles away from him.
Sure.
All the other guys, they were relying on information from all of us during the day.
Right.
So him and I were like in different parts of the ocean doing our own thing.
How far will you travel on a
100 miles.
You'll go 100 miles.
Yeah, we'll do whatever we got to do if it's feasible.
Yeah.
You know,
whether
the price wasn't really that strong for us to go to George's Bank for one fish.
Right.
If it was three a day, like it is right now, they opened up the quota at three a day.
Oh, wow.
So, but there's nothing but smaller ones around right now. Next week, they could all be 800-pounders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're just standing by waiting. Well, I'm still building the boat.
And is the commercial season open now?
June 1st, it opens
up. June 1st, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
We had some great phone calls, some great text questions. Let's talk to Mike, who's calling us from Phoenix this morning. Up on the phones here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show today. Question
morning,
for
Mike.
Pete,
how are you, Mike?
I believe. Good, good. Hey, what does a guy like me in Phoenix need to do to get on one of those boats for next year's Tuna Awards?
That's a good question. Harold?
You can go to our website, and Howard books all of those trips just perfectly, and he'll communicate everything you need, the time to be there, what to bring, and what the price is going to be. It's on the website at rollokids.org. It'll say
when we make the announcement
of the date and what boats it's going to be. That's how you do it.
Yeah, and you don't want to wait because they sell out very, very quickly.
Like you said, it becomes kind of a family thing, and you're fishing with the same guys, Paul.
Pretty much. My boat gets really booked up fast,
yeah.
You know, and Dave's as well.
And who's going to win?
Of course we are.
Yeah.
We're defending champions.
Yeah.
What's the score now?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't keep score. It's for the kids.
Now you're fishing.
Kids are winning.
You're fishing on the Liberty.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what boat I'm on.
And then
I think they're probably going to put me on a skiff.
Yeah.
Or a kayak.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. But
no, he's on the Liberty.
He's on the Liberty. Okay. And then Dave is on what?
Tomahawk.
On the Tomahawk.
The boat I won on last year.
Oh, okay.
So they're really starting like Harold
and
Hamilton. Yeah,
what did Dave like want the winning boat? Is that what the deal
is?
I
don't
know
what it
is. See, now you're with Taro. Taro the Liberty Man, he's the man. So, you met Taro?
Not yet.
Oh, you're going to love that boat. First of all, boat's awesome.
It's a big boat.
It's a big boat. And Taro, the Captain Taro, he's a fish killer. So
good.
You guys,
good. We'll get along
well. Yeah, you guys are going to do well.
I've had a good time on every boat I've been on.
Yeah. Well, the San Diego Sport Fishing is amazing.
I just want to let everybody know that is going on these boats doing this competition. Yes, it's a rivalry. The tuna fishing alone is a rivalry.
Yeah.
You know, because of course you want to win. It's, you know, it's how it is. It's a competition.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the kids are the winners.
Yes.
Of it all.
Right.
So people need to keep that in mind at the end of the day. They have a few cocktails. They get a little rambunctious about it. So everyone has to remember that we are doing this for the kids.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
all right. Hey, Ricky, you got a great text, you say?
Yeah, definitely. This one was from Jeff from Santee. He says, Paul, I want to know, what's the longest you've ever had to fight a giant tuna? And do you guys have any issues with sharks taking your fish over on your coast? Again, Jeff from Santee.
We do, Jeff. We have 10 hours was the longest I fought a fish. And that was...
hours.
2 years ago.
10 hours? How big was that fish?
Yeah, it was really big.
Really,
really
big.
Big.
Did
you
get them?
It was 100, I think it was 121 inches. And we ended up landing that one, yeah. I lost one after 9 hours with Ricky and Dougie.
And what was the...
That we didn't land it, we lost it right at the end.
Pulled the hook back, you chew you off.
We shaked them off,
That's
a heartbreak. I mean, Dave's had some long fish battles. I mean... anything can go wrong. Look, after so many hours of fighting a fish...
That's because we hooked the big ones.
Well, you make mistakes.
Sure.
That's what happens when you have the experience of being calm. It just things happen.
We always say with proper tackle, everything right, big line, big hooks and everything, you've got about a 30-minute window where everything is probably going to be fine. And the second you get beyond that, every minute that goes by... the odds just start to go down just a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more.
Exactly.
And a little bit more.
Well, that hole is, too.
Sometimes.
Hmm?
Are you saying I'm not calm sometimes?
No. We don't lose our patience as you're going into the ninth hour of fighting a fish.
And what about sharks? Any issue with sharks?
Well, once in a while, you'll have them circling, and you know, because of the blood hanging in the water and stuff.
But you don't lose a lot of fish to them?
No. No, we don't.
They usually regret that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, the sharks don't stick around long.
So I have a question. Who is your buyer?
Huh?
Your buyer, Dave.
My buyer? We use several guys. There's several guys on the waterfront. I use NAT, and I also use Intershell.
Okay. These are like corporations?
Well, yeah. They're fishmongers, you know, out there. I'm sure you got them here.
Yeah.
And,
And who do you use?
They're both reputable companies.
Right. Yeah. We do business with whom we choose. The show has no say. We all have as individuals. I'd be the first one to walk if they said, hey, you got to take your fish to this guy.
Right.
I go with whom I choose. And these are business relationships that in some cases go back 25 or 30 years.
And
I do business with whom I trust.
And the guys that are buying the fish that we see on the TV show, are those buddies of yours? Are they actually guys that working for the company?
Well, I know, like, through the years, there's probably been 25, 30 buyers that we've dealt with over the years. The guy, when I came to Gloucester, I met PJ at Compass Seafood. Mm-hmm. He's a nice family guy. He seemed real honest.
Yeah.
I mean, every buyer, when you get your check... and they give you a list of everything they've taken out, of course, it hurts.
Yeah.
But I've also gone to other people and say, let me see your slip from that fish, because it's the same price.
Right.
And what they take out, because you're trying to make as much money as you can off your fish.
Yeah.
Like you get over dock handling, trucked it to the airport, ice, this, that, and the other thing.
You know,
and it hurts.
Sorry,
it adds up. You know what I mean? So you just pick a buyer that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
And take it.
And trust,
like
right? Because there is buyers, and there's one highlighted on the show, who's taken, you know, fish from people he never got checks.
Yeah.
He still owes me $20,000 from 25 years ago. you know, he took about 250 fish one season off of many boats.
A lot of my friends.
Left the country.
Oh, my gosh.
Went to Canada and took the money and ran.
Really?
Right? Now he works for another company and showed his face again.
Oh, boy. Right? I almost got fired from the show when he turned up in North Carolina. Because when he burned me, I was just starting out, right?
Yeah.
And I had paid people based on what our agreement was for price. So I kind of got double screwed. I almost lost the house, the boat, and everything, the whole ball of wax for the first few years when he burned
me. So how in the world did they let this guy back in?
You're in a different
Look, if it was up to me, it wouldn't happen.
And he's still there?
Well, I can't believe he came back.
He's with a different company.
All the rage came back. Look, when that happened,
boy, that's not right.
I had to work the boat in two shore jobs for about 6 months to keep from losing everything. Again, I was, you know, Joe was on Nancy's hip. Eva wasn't even born yet, right, when that all happened. I just bought my boat. It was the first time.
We were also living on the boat down Cape Cod in the fall.
Wow. It gets cold.
And then when you do all that work, spend all that money on fuel and bait and ice and go catch all these
fish. Trust is everything.
And then you get no money?
Everybody can promise you. You know, that's what I learned the hard lesson. They can promise you all they want, but if these guys are going to get burned, you do business with them. I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Oh, it's terrible that they're allowing
them
back.
The guys who sell fish to him, you know, TJ and Tyler and stuff, those guys.
There's guys still selling fish.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at, but see, you got to remember this goes back. So they were still sperms.
They
were
babies,
when that all happened.
They were
right?
babies.
They were still sperms when that all happened. So they, I warned them. I gave them fair warning.
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah, because that guy's come. He'll burn him again. Yeah, once a burner, he's gonna. Yeah, and that's what a horrible thing to do to a guy like that.
A lot of guys.
So quick to point out on the show that like this is how you put food on your table. This is how you raise your kids and put a roof over your head.
Yeah.
And for some of us, that's how it is. For other guys, it's fun money.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrong, right? Look, for some guys, tuna fishing, especially those giant tuna. It's always been a sport of the rich and wealthy, right?
Yeah.
Rich and famous. I was going to say rich and famous, but, you know, it's a sport fishery. It's a pinnacle of sport fishing out there in the East Coast. It's the only thing we have like it. It's those giant bluefin tuna. So, of course, it attracts, you know, big boats and big money. And then in the middle of that, there's guys like Paul and I who, you know, it was never, you know,
we rely on it.
Right.
Like,
now, people get confused that it's the only thing we do. The truth is, as a commercial fisherman, we do other fisheries all throughout the year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back, for my family anyway, you know, 95% of our household income going back 30 years comes from me fishing, whether it's my boat or fishing on other guys' boats. During those harsh winters when we can't always make money with my boats. And, yeah, in the middle of that, too, if I couldn't make money doing that, like Paul, we'd bang nails or whatever it took to get a paycheck every week.
Sure.
It's tuna fishing is just a snapshot. It's a few months of our overall year.
So who, back to the show, who's your nemesis on the show?
Well, look, let's face it, it's Dave and the .com.
Well, that's because he does really well every year. He's got a beautiful boat. Right. It's always organized. Right. And
What about you, Paul?
I never really had it. I never even thought of anybody like that.
No.
I just went out and did my thing.
That's true. Yeah.
I never really, like, this
But what
year,
about the new guys that came in?
This year, when you went and did your own thing this year?
I've seen hundreds, and Paul will agree, right?
A lot.
We've seen hundreds of guys come with boats much fancier than ours come and go over the years.
Yeah.
To get into the business.
The bottom line, Paul and I are still here, and we got to where we are in different ways, right? Nobody in my family fished before me. Paul's dad was one of the original.
My grandfather, my dad, and then my brother.
Pioneers of the fishery, right? So two different complete stories.
Sure.
But the bottom line is 40 years plus years later, we're both here. And there's been hundreds of noobs come and go.
So many.
All good talk, you know, all great talkers. But in the end, we're still here.
Yeah.
Like, there are people that want to work with us. They want to give up their job to come to work with us.
Don't do it.
Not. I beg you to just enjoy the fishing.
Yeah.
Like, I keep stressing to everybody, just enjoy the day. Enjoy fishing.
What's your favorite part about your job, Paul?
being able to be able to do what I love to do.
Yeah.
Everyone loves fishing or hunting.
Right.
I'm actually getting paid to do what I love to do. I can. How many people can say they cannot wait to get up to go to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time. I just cannot wait to go to work.
That's cool. That's what's so cool and so unique. I mean, you guys have developed a very real level of fame. But you take that away, you would still be doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
You know, you're famous for doing what you were doing well before it was famous, and if the show never happened, you'd both still be doing the exact same thing.
Don't get me wrong. We hate it at times because things aren't going our way.
Yeah, the weather's bad, the fishing's tough. I mean, that's tough, right?
Paul's always breaking shit.
Yeah.
2 weeks out of a year.
I mean stuff.
There's always 2 weeks out of a summer that you make all your money.
Right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks out of a season is where you get on that.
That's
run
when they're biting.
And the fish are good quality.
Sure. It's your turn.
And just last year, we both had a really good year. We were in two different parts of the water.
Yeah.
And it, you know.
Just comes together.
Well, the best part for Paul and I, we've both been doing it a long time, is we made all those rich guys squirm. All the $1 million boats and the $1 million boats and man babies club is squealing. You can see why some of those boats are painted baby blue.
That's so funny.
It was a wonderful year for us because we went out and we enjoyed fishing. Remember all the times I was like, just hang in there. Just enjoy the day fishing is what I did last year. I was like, let's just enjoy the day.
That's what it's all about.
Whatever it is, because my guys will go out and like, oh, my God, we're behind on the leaderboard. We have got to catch one. No, we have got to go out and enjoy the day.
That's
even if we catch
you.
A mackerel,
that's a good attitude.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, and that's what, like the, what you guys portray on the show, both your boat, Dave, and your boat, Paul. It's like you guys are, you know,
fishermen.
You're fishermen, and it's a serious business, but you're out there to enjoy life, right?
Yeah. Right. That's life's too short to be miserable.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out lucky guys or gals got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and sportworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right. What a great show. Lots of fun today. The winner of that brand new pair of Maui Jims gift card, good for any non-prescription pair of Mauis, is going to John in Vista. John, congratulations. Hung on to the very end. Didn't make it on the air, but as we always say, everybody that tries to call is in the pot, and John was the big winner.
Gets his pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. You can use that My Maui and customize them the way you want. And Paul, are you really going to bring that banana on the boat?
A whole bunch.
I don't eat it on the way back to the hotel.
Yeah, all right. And looking forward at the captain's reception tonight and having both you guys. And what's your trick? Or what secrets are you bringing on the Liberty?
Well, I got a whole bag of them.
Okay, all right. Not going to let it out. And then Dave, what about you?
Dave, he's not going to let it out.
Now, Dave, you're going to be on the Tomahawk, right?
Yeah. This year we're on the Tomahawk, right?
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it is going to be a lot of fun. Now, I've been watching what's going on here, and see, now I have contacts, and I have my own fishing buddies in the West Coast.
Yeah.
So I get all the secret weapons, I get all the secret jigs, I get all the secret gear, and I gave Paul a whole bag of tackle, too. But it was all the stuff they told me not to use.
Smart
little sabotage goes a long way.
Yeah, don't forget those rubber hooks I bought for you.
Yeah,
so with Paul, no bobs.
Now,
remember what the score was. Do you remember what the score is?
No.
Who's won more?
Oh, no.
Dave, now you have an advantage on the show, on the boat, because a good buddy of ours, Patrick G, is going.
Yeah.
Patrick is an amazing fisherman.
Oh, yeah,
watch what Patrick does.
Okay.
He's going to score some points for you guys.
Okay.
Well, of course, tonight you have a chance to meet these guys and at the Tuna Wars reception. Again, tickets available. Get them online at CaptainRollos.org/4-7 p.m. tonight. A lot going on. It's going to be
Sunday night.
Yeah.
They can also watch Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna on what time?
On tonight. Well, Nat Geo, right? Back home.
Yeah. So it'll be on. It'll air here while we're at the event.
Tonight. Yeah.
So what's that? 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
It'll be on?
Yeah. It's going to be.
So you watch the rerun. Make sure you come to the event. You can watch the rerun after.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Well, it great to have you. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be so much fun at that event tonight. So you don't want to miss.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Beautiful weather for it.
Yeah, and going to be fun and hanging out with you guys. And that's what's so cool about you guys, just regular guys and just hanging out with the regular fishermen, just like we all are. And we'll see you there at Tuna Wars. And we'll see you back here next Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget, next Saturday, live at Mossy Ford with Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Come on down. We're going to be giving away a ton of stuff. You have a chance to win that great trip to Kingfisher Charters. And then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tack will be here. Thanks to JT and JP in the phones in the studio. And thank you to Adam for all he does. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090. And let's talk. We'll come back.